defense that you're playing against, I know you played against some tough ones recently, but San Francisco, again, took up some great stats and beat some good teams.
Yeah, another highly ranked defense. Offensively, we definitely got our work cut out for us. They've been able to do a lot of good things, doing a really good job of creating turnovers and winning the turnover battle against their opponent. So on offense, we're really going to have to do a great job of making sure that we finish every possession with a kick.
Do you enjoy these Sunday night, two of the juggernauts, the NFL type games? Is this kind of what you play the game for?
I do. I think that you got to look forward to this. I mean, if you consider yourself a competitor, somebody that likes competing against the best, there's nothing better than getting ready to go up against a really good team and a good defense on Sunday Night Football.
What does Paul Kornick bring when he lines up next to you on the other side of that extra tight end?
You know, it kind of gives a defense a different look when you bring in that that third tackle. You get a really good run blocker, a guy that usually would be a tackle. Now he's at a tight end spot, maybe going up against guys that aren't used to having to go up against tackles as much. And also, I think it's just a change up, give the defense something else to look at instead of always staring at me and Verge all the time.
You got off to a great start last year, but this year it's a historically good start, a great start. Is that a byproduct of some of the work you did this offseason? You really looked for ways to improve even after your breakout season?
Yeah, I wasn't going to rest on what I did last year. You know, I was really determined to come in and keep working and just try to find every way I could to get better. Fortunately for me, it's been able to show in production. But, you know, I'm still going to continue to keep working. Even everything I've done now just, inspires me to work harder. So I'll stay after it.
What did you take from your work with Tony in the offseason?
He talked to me a lot about having a routine. When you go out to practice, making sure, you do the same things. You're focused. Some things that just make sure that you're ready for what's coming next. Ways to work with your coach. Me and Clancy have been but implement some of those. Catching passes throughout practice, making sure that we go over the upcoming plays that we're going to run, and just really being really detailed about what you do.
Did you pick his brain at all? Did you really take to heart?
I mean, when probably the greatest tight end that's ever played tells you something, you usually have your ears pretty wide and you're usually retaining most of the information that he says.
Do you anticipate teams covering you differently because of this fast start? I know your offense presents so many weapons, so it's not like they can just say they're taking you out, but do you anticipate seeing different?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's something that we try to do our best to prepare for. You never know what another team's plan is going to be. It's like you said, it's difficult to really do a lot of things with the playmakers that we have that trot out on that field alongside me. So, I don't know what they'll do. I'm sure teams will start doing something a little bit different, and, we'll have to react accordingly.
The 49ers have come back on a lot of teams this year. Do you guys need to do a better job of maybe putting them away if you have the chance?
I think that's something that we've struggled with so far this season is shutting the door on teams. We have bad series offensively, defensively, and let teams back in the game. If you want to be a championship team, you have to do a good job of maintaining a lead. So that's something that we definitely need to improve upon.
Josh, when you were coming back during the 2 years, could you imagine, even in your sort of most confident times, you could be leading the league in touchdowns at this point?
I wouldn't say that, I would imagine that far. I was confident that I'd be able to come in and make plays and do things to help out my team. I was focused and working towards, being one of the better players in my position. But to come out and have the hot start I have this year is it's just something that kind of just happens. You prepare for it, you train for it, but, everybody in the offseason thought they'd have two touchdowns a game, but it just doesn't always work out like that. So, I'm thankful, blessed, and continue to keep working hard.